Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of School of Rock, the musical. The idea of two conservative peers coming up with a show whose message is a loud and defiant stick it to the man is only one surprise in this heartwarming and hugely enjoyable musical. Andrew Lloyd Webber leaves the epic sweeping strings of Phantom and Sunset Boulevard and returns to his rock roots to craft a score that's all infectious pounding beats and ballads with a rock slant rather than operatic. Perhaps more surprisingly, Downton Abbey writer Julian Fellowes has produced a genuinely funny book that takes the best bits of the 2003 movie and embellishes them with up-to-date references that work superbly well with Glenn Slater's witty lyrics. This adaptation, that feels a natural fit for the theatre from the word go, stars David Finn as down-on-his-luck rock guitarist and general slacker Dewey Finn, who steals his flatmate's identity to take a job as a relief teacher at a prestigious prep school. Once inside the hallowed halls, academically challenged Finn dispenses with normal studies and begins indoctrinating the kids with the glory of rock music, and he instills these uptight, emotionally neglected children with a sense of belonging just by being in the band. So far, all simplistic, manipulative stuff? No, not a bit of it. From the moment diminutive Lois Jenkins as Katie straps on a bass guitar that's almost twice her size, you really don't stop smiling as Dewey grooms his charges for a Battle of the Bands contest at a local club. All the kids are simply astonishing, faultless American accents, impeccable comic timing, and they can play. On the night I went, as well as young Lois on bass, Jude Harper-Robel on drums, James Lawson on keyboards, and Tom Abiskold as one of the meanest axemen who ever picked up a Les Paul, not to mention three of the sassiest backup singers you could wish for. While it's the scenes where the excellent Finn works with the kids that are the most fun, the show works so well because the moments with the grown-ups don't slacken the pace, but give things extra nuance. Finn's scene in a bar with buttoned-up head teacher Miss Mullins, played by the excellent Florence Andrews, who's been suppressing her inner rock chick for years, gives us one of the show's standout numbers. Director Lawrence Connor has crafted a show that is perfect family entertainment, and it shouts a message about the power of music and camaraderie loud and proud. I defy anyone not to strap on an air guitar and rock right along. School of Rock is currently on at the New London Theatre. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.